And we are back. You're listening to Your Health Connection on WCLK 91.9 FM. I'm your host, Patty Walden. Our guests today are Dr. Kimberly Davis and PhD student Aisha Charnay Hunt. Did I get that right?
It's okay.
I did it on purpose. All right. So we're talking about this, and we were talking a little bit about technology during the break. Can you talk about if your research specifically touches technology at all, Aisha?
Well, mine specifically, I'm one of the only people in the program two of us are doing bioinformatics, and it's combining biology and computer science. So I would say it touches very much on technology and a lot of things today. We're going digital. Everything is in the cloud. I'm mostly looking at DNA in file format, so I get to analyze it that way. So you have these new programs like 23andMe and Ancestry.com, and people do genetic analysis that way. And that's mostly what I'm working on. And science is moving from, you know, wet lab work to the digital age now, and you find you can actually answer a lot more questions or approach science and cancer from a different perspective when you look at it from the technology side. So yes, I do work a lot with technology, and I'm actually very excited to kind of be on the cutting edge of that in cancer research.
That's awesome. Mm-hmm. Especially when it comes to, like you say, DNA and just being able to find out more specifically about genetics. Mm-hmm. And hey, did my great-grandfather carry this particular gene? Some people get excited about certain things, but Aisha is super excited about research and specifically this research. So I love that. And this is the part of the program that we don't talk about very often, usually at the end of the year, the end of the season. We're really excited about it. And along with that excitement, Dr. Davis, we talk about all of this research and all of the work that goes into the background, mm-hmm. The people behind the microscopes, the people behind the testing. How close are we? Are we any closer to a cure, you think, or to finding out certain things?
I think we definitely are closer. From the community outreach aspect, I think what we do at Clark Atlanta is important just because our focus is on minority populations, specifically African-American men, and you don't see that. A lot of the studies that come out are not focused on African-Americans, and so we're looking at that and providing that information.
Thank you. I think you mentioned that there was someone in your family who
dealt with cancer. Survivor?
Yes.
Correct, yes.
Who was that?
My father is a prostate cancer survivor.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Were there any lessons learned just kind of being a part of that ordeal with him? Was there anything that you could share, even in terms of support?
Well, I think that it's just important that everyone knows their family history. Whether it be prostate cancer or any type of health issue, being aware of your family history will definitely benefit you in the future. So that's one tip that I would recommend. Know your family history.
Excellent. That's a great tip. Aisha, is there any advice that you would have for someone, the person who didn't call in, but that person who's listening, who says, I'm considering becoming a scientist. I want to study this. Listening to this program and listening to the passion that you have displayed has excited me. What would you say to me as someone who is looking into doing what you do?
Oh, I would say to have patience and perseverance. Those are my two words that get me through life and anything, honestly. But research is not for the faint of heart. I'm not trying to say that to scare anyone away, but it's something that with anything you do, you'll have setbacks and difficulties. But I think it takes a very passionate person with a very specific need to find the answer to whatever question they're given. So whether you want to study prostate cancer research or you want to study breast cancer, anything, you just have to have a persistence and patience with that. And just research is a marathon, not a race. So yeah, you have to just stick in there with that.
That's good. I like that.
Yeah.
It's a marathon, not a race. Oh. Dr. Davis, what's your passion? I mean, what motivates you to continue with engaging the community?
Well, I think it's programs like this. If you would have told me that I'd be working somewhere where we're producing media campaigns with radio and television, I would have been like, no way. But, you know, our media outreach has been an extremely successful mechanism for providing information to the community. You know, for example, we have this program, Your Health Connection, in partnership with CAU Radio WCLK. And we also sponsor a series of town hall meetings in conjunction with CAU TV. And these forums are designed to educate and disseminate information regarding the health issues of health disparities within the African-American community.
How important is partnership in the community when it comes to having these programs and events? I mean, because we can't do it by ourselves.
Correct.
So how important is it for other agencies and even faith-based entities to kind of come together?
It's extremely important. As I mentioned previously, with our health fair, we partner with the English Avenue Vine City Ministerial Alliance. We also partner with several local and national community organizations. So in order to have the programs that we have to have that community partnership. And so facilitating those relationships is an important benchmark of our success.
That's awesome. Aisha, talk to me about how important you think mentorship is when it comes to this specific research, cancer research and therapeutic development, what you do.
I think it's extremely important. Without a mentor, sometimes you're lost in the dark with what you're doing. It's good to have a mentor in any aspect of life. I know sometimes people want to strive for more, and there's not always people caping for you. So to have at least one person in your corner, if you don't have family and friends, that's extremely important to have. You need somebody to tell you that you can do it, and this is how to do it, and I'll help you through each step of the way. So mentorship is very major. On top of my research, I also teach for the biology lab here. And I try to encourage my students, you know, not to be afraid to ask questions. It's okay not to understand something. And if you want to find out, you just have to ask, because nobody knows. You know, that's what education is here for. And you're here to learn. You're not going to know everything from day one. So mentorship, I think, is a huge part of CAU and the CCRTD. And I'm extremely grateful for it. And also for my lab mentor, Dr. Chaudhry. He's been an excellent resource for me in my matriculation through Clark Atlanta University. So, yeah, I think that's major. It's a huge part.
Excellent. Well, not only do you have a mentor, but you are also a mentor. The fact that you teach, there are also people who are looking up to you and looking to you for advice and the likes. So tell me, from whom has your best advice come? And what was that advice?
Oh, wow. I've had a lot of great advice. I would definitely say from my parents. I can't narrow it down to something specific, but they encourage me every day. Sometimes like, Mom and Dad, I don't know. You know, I'm having a bad day. And they're always, you know, Aisha, you can do it. They've seen me since day one and, you know, looking under the microscope and outside and looking, picking up bugs and all that stuff. So I would say I've gotten a lot of encouragement, and also my family and friends, and a really great support in this program, because it hasn't been just me by myself. I would say that this is going to be our degree when I walk across that stage. So yeah, I would say from my family and friends, and especially my parents. Yeah.
Excellent. So again, we are very grateful for what the Center for Cancer Research and Therapeutic Development does, is doing, has done. Dr. Davis, is there anything else that you would like to add in terms of community engagement along with this program? I think you also mentioned CAUTV, health fairs. What other outreach efforts are there that encompasses CCRTD that we might not have mentioned?
So in partnership with the School of Social Work here at Clark Atlanta, we host free educational sessions to provide the general population with information about prostate cancer. And so during these seminars, we provide an overview of prostate health, which is given by a professional, and then we have a prostate cancer survivor share their experience with an emphasis on the importance of early detection and making informed decision making. But, you know, we're here in the community, and if anyone wants us to come out and provide seminars or participate in any of activities that they might have, feel free to contact us. You can email us at cancerinfo@cau.edu or give us a call at 404-880-6878, and we'll come out and support your cause.
Thank you. That's cancerinfo@cau.edu. And what's that phone number again?
404-880-6878.
404-880-6878. Thank you so very much. Appreciate both of you, having both of you here today. Aisha, is there anything else that we might not have mentioned that you want to say before we leave?
I think we've covered everything. I do want to say, if you have a purpose, you stick with that. No one can take you off of that course. So know your purpose and be strong in your purpose. So, yeah.
Thank you, Dr. Davis.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Well, we appreciate the passion that both of you have displayed tonight. We appreciate those of you who have tuned in online, electronically. I think sometimes we do get calls, but sometimes, you know, people have different things that they might want to ask, questions that we might not be able to answer. But again, this is a great institution and a great place for research right here in the backyard in Atlanta, Clark Atlanta University, the Center for Cancer Research and Therapeutic Development. We're appreciative of the connection that the center makes with the community. We're appreciative of the programs that are out there in the community, the programs that engage the people, the resources that the center offers, and certainly the students, the products that are coming out of the programs here, such as Aisha Hunt. I'm not going to mess up the middle name again. Sorry about that.
It's all right.
So you're certainly a success story as well as all of the students who come out of this program. Thank you again so much for listening to Your Health Connection. This is Patty Walden. I'm your host, and you all, thanks again.
Thank you for having me.
Thank you.
Good night.
Hello. I am Dr. Shafiq Khan, Director of the Center for Cancer Research and Therapeutic Development at Clark Atlanta University. The Cancer Center is committed to reducing the burden of prostate cancer health disparities in the African American community through research, outreach, and education. On behalf of the Cancer Center, I would like to thank you for joining us today on Your Health Connection.
Your Health Connection is made possible by funding from the National Institutes of Health and the Center for Cancer Research and Therapeutic Development at Clark Atlanta University. For more information, please call 404-880-6878 or go to ccrtd.cau.edu. If you would like to listen to this show on demand, just go to wcok.com and click on the Your Health Connection page. For Patty Walden and producers Dr. Kimberly Davis and Rob Maynard, this is Jamal Ahmed. Thanks for listening to Your Health Connection.